You're listening to Good Food on KCRW. I'm Evan Kleiman. Rice was always the canvas for porridge served by Min Fon at Filipino Town favorite Porridge and Puffs. 3 years ago, the hit restaurant closed its doors, and Min turned her attention to the tasting menu at her sophomore restaurant, Fennekite. After a three-year closure, she's resurfaced with a new crew and a Michelin star under her belt. Min joins us with a candid account of her journey in this week's In the Weeds.
I'm Min Fon of Porridge and Puffs and Fennekite. I am the chef and I am the founder of the business. I'm supposedly running the business, but I do a very poor job at running the business. Porridge and Puffs started almost 9 years ago. We called it Field Trip at the Farmer's Market. And then I started a pop-up within our own restaurant. The restaurant itself was a project of CLA, Sustainable Economic Enterprises, who had the space. And then, you know, I was going to the Hollywood Farmer's Market for forever, and they had that space. And I don't know how it happened, but I asked them if I can, you know, put this project there. And when I pitched, you know, this porridge idea to them, because I said, I can use every single market ingredient. I can, you know, use everything that is seconds or that can go to waste that day. I'm going to use it all. The board kind of just, they just kind of giggle, and they're like, this is never going to happen. But we really like you. And, you know, can you possibly put a farm a table restaurant there? And I said, yeah, I can do that. But in the back of my mind, I always wanted to do this porridge idea. So I did a pop-up within our own restaurant. And then what happened was the very first day, Jonathan Gold walked in and wrote about it and asked me what I was calling this. And I didn't really have a name for the project. And I said, well, I'm just exploring porridge and puffs because every single culture has a grain and liquid dish. And every single culture has some kind of a puffed or bread element that you sop up the porridge with. So that's 9 years ago, and we've been oscillating in and out of spaces. But about 4 years ago, we landed in historic Filipino Town on Beverly and Occidental, and then COVID hits. I'm a child of crises. I come from war. I love crises. I love having the ability to pivot. That's what I do all the time anyway. But during COVID, I pivoted 500 times as fast. And it worked for me. But what I really found out is it really takes a toll on good people. And that's what happened with Porridge and Puffs. But for whatever reason, opportunities were presented to me. And I also wanted to do more and more and more and more. I really miss fine dining. That's where I came from. But I never felt comfortable doing fine dining because it just didn't feel right. It felt inaccessible to a lot of people, especially my workers. I'm very pro team members, pro workers. But I think during the pandemic, I wasn't myself, but maybe I was really myself, is I just felt like I needed more space to express myself because I was trying to take care of everyone all the time and everywhere. An opportunity was presented to me to look at second home as an option to do something, to kind of activate it. And then I don't know what inspired me to do it, but I looked at the space and I said, I'm going to open a fine dining restaurant during COVID because all the spaces are outdoors. So I'm like, you know what? I can open a fine dining place here. So I don't know what possessed me, but I did. In 10 days, I announced it, I cooked, I worked night and day, drove my team to the edge, and we did it. It was really hard on the team. It was like impossible on the team. But at the time, I was so blinded by that it's still very traumatic to me because these are people I care about a lot. I was really tone deaf. I really was at such a privileged place of being able to work and do what I love. And I didn't really hear the fears and concerns they had for their own lives. Not even the health stuff, but mentally. And that's what I learned during COVID. It took me 3 years after this all happened to realize, oh, it's not good enough to do what you think is the right thing. You have to stop and listen to others and, you know, and their concerns. And I think that's the, at the heart of it. That's what's going on with the restaurant industry, is you have these creatives who push and push, and it's generational differences. It's different places in life. And I'm one of those creatives who push and push and push. And frankly, I'm still trying to figure it out and trying to figure out who I am in the restaurant world. I closed Porridge and Peff's because the beloved team that was working and wanted to work at Porridge and Peff's no longer wanted to be a part of the team that I was leading. They did not want to work at Fennekite, because when your intention is to work at this great neighborhood, community-driven restaurant, who, you know, it's like, it felt like a collective, and then one day you're being told to work at Fennekite, a fine dining restaurant, in the middle of a pandemic, one does not need to choose that. And so my team chose not to do that. And I completely respect them and in retrospect applaud them that they took care of themselves. And that's why we closed Porridge and Peff's, because I essentially made a decision to try to keep everything open. But frankly, my heart and soul was with Fennekite at the time. But I wanted to bring Porridge and Peff's back because I really love it. I think it's something that I want to eat all the time. I think comfort is more needed now than it was during the pandemic. And I really miss how deep we went at Porridge and Peff's. Even though we have this singular, some singular ingredients, we really explored it a lot. And I also, frankly, am doing it because I want to see if Porridge and Peff's can exist in this world again. I would like that institutional knowledge and care and love for ingredients on that level to exist again. Our porridges are made 100% Robin Coda's Kakuho Rose, Coda Farms. If you know who they are, they're at the farmer's market. Just an incredible ingredient and product and material to work with. And we make porridges, and we really infuse them with a lot of different stocks and a lot of different flavors. We play with textures a lot. It's something that I'm currently pretty challenged with. I like my porridge really melty and soft and velvety and creamy. Some people like it a little bit more al dente, kind of like risotto. But ultimately, it's an everyday comfort food that I try to bring seasonality to. So we pickle and ferment a lot because I like to extend the season. I think every single ingredient has a past, has a present, and a future. And I like to really look at all sides of that. And pickling presents something from the past, presents something in the present, and always presents something in the future. So all of our porridge have pickles on them. My intention is to turn Porridge and Peff's over to my team and expand the table and to get new expressions of porridge into the ether and into the zeitgeist. But I'm having a really hard time letting go. It's something I'm struggling with a lot. And I think a lot of artists and a lot of chefs struggle with this. If you've been a practitioner for many years of this craft, it's really hard to let other people in and learn this craft. It took me decades to get my porridge to where it is. And it constantly changes. And I'm trying really hard to be patient. But the goal is to let my team run it, because I have to expand the table. I have to let others express themselves.
That was Min Fawn of Porridge and Peff's and Fennekite. The doors are back open at Porridge and Peff's on Beverly Boulevard, and to say fans of comfort food are excited is an understatement. Want to know where Min sources all the ingredients for those gorgeous bowls of porridge and pickles? The farmer's market, and we're headed there next. Stay close.